I'm Brian McCreath at Symphony Hall with Shi Yeon Sung, who was an assistant conductor here with the BSO and has returned for the first time since then. Shi Yeon, thanks so much for a little bit of your time today. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it too. Thank you.
I want to get into a little bit of your background. So tell me about your time growing up and about musical culture in South Korea. It's not something that many of us would be very familiar with. So what kind of role does classical music play in South Korea?
For example, so my generation, the parents was really founded to teach the children one instrument, you know. So they sent to the school, the special school, and we learned really hard, you know, to practice the instruments very early. For example, I started to play piano when I was age four, and my parents was not musician, and I grew up really no musical background, and I think that's this kind of keen to be a good education, keen to give their children good education. I mean, not only in the school, but also in the culture. In general, and then I mean, this makes a huge change to the Korean, you know, the school and children and the culture. And nowadays, you know, if you go to the concert, so you easily find the parents with the kids. And even if it's not a kids' concert, a school concert, so you easily find the whole family together, and or you know the middle school student and high school student, they come with the friends. I mean, it's like an event, you know, event of the day, or if I mean it's a really remarkable growing up the market in Seoul right now.
It sounds like maybe we have something to learn from South Korea in this country.
Well, I think this the freshness to be you know, curious about the culture. I mean, that makes a very different attitude for all the, you know, audience, and they are so enthusiastic. I think the BSO is going to be in Korea this year, and they will be really love the audience. I mean, they are really enthusiastic, and they, you know, screaming and they're shouting, and they really react their feelings, and they give all of them, you know, feelings. And that's really wonderful.
Yeah. No, it does. It's so inspiring when you're a musician on stage,
yes,
to hear that enthusiasm.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And so you said you started when you were 4 years old at the piano. Mm-hmm. And was the piano your only instrument?
Yes, I tried to learn violin and then and clarinet, mm-hmm, but it didn't work out. So I didn't have any patience for you know to sit down and then practice the violin. So I failed. but actually the piano helps a lot, you know, to studying scores and to understand the music structure and to have the whole view of the music. I mean, it helps a lot.
Yeah. And so at what point did you begin to think that conducting would really be something even preferable to the piano? What drew you into that?
Okay, I'm the person who want to make an adventure all the time, and the piano is it was really my instrument. But I was really curious about the conducting since I saw the Furtwängler video.
Wilhelm Furtwängler,
yeah,
the old conductor from Germany, Berlin Philharmonic, the whole thing.
Yes, yeah. And then the video was on the tour in England with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, and they played the Brahms' fourth symphony in the fourth movement, at the last movement, and it was right after Second War, and but you know I felt like this is a miracle moment, because you know through the music they just, you know, was played this like out of world. I mean, it was different level of the universe, and they gave all passion and all, you know, all emotion, like, you know, like 200% of themselves. And I was like I couldn't close my mouth because you know, after the war and everybody's suffering and then there's nothing to enjoy in the world, wasn't it? And then they just, you know, gave themselves so much, and I was surprised. And then I would like to know what is this conducting, and how can one person make the 120% or, you know, whatever the 8% crazy? Yes, I mean, out of the world. I mean, it has to be there something very special. And then I started to study conducting.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Wow, what an inspiration. That's wonderful. And so eventually you found your way here to Boston. And I'm interested in kind of what that experience of being an assistant conductor means to you looking back. How did it help to shape the conductor that you are now?
You know, it's a real present and privilege if you start your first job, such great orchestra like a VSO. And this memory, you go into the different world with this remarkable memory of the sound and of the musicianship and of the professional, you know, attitude. And then you have a kind of the experience with the musician and with the pieces. And I mean, this is like your own property. And also, you cannot forget, you know, the BSO plays every week, every different repertoire. And I came here to Boston when I finished my study, and I didn't have that much repertoire. And then during the my assistant period, conductor period, it was 3 years, and I learned a really huge, big repertoire. Yeah, and then every big pieces, you know, like Blaise, Notation, and Mahler, or, you know, Damnation, La Damnation. So, I mean, every big repertoire I learned, that's really, yeah.
Yeah. Any 3 year span of the BSO will have almost every great piece.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, Shi Yunsang, it's so good to have you back, and I hope you enjoy this week, and we'll look forward to the concert.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.